A new exhibit at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville is examining the artwork of Native American artists over the last 7 decades. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended yesterday's media preview, and she has this report.
What comes to mind when you think of Native American art? Curator Mindy Besaw hopes to expand that perspective through a new exhibition at Crystal Bridges.
Not only are we trying to show you the rich variety of ways in which artists were working in media, so textiles, paintings, drawings, and you'll see even more as you come around the corner, but also style. We're trying to get people to kind of go, oh, huh, I didn't even think of, if I were to understand or what's my perception of Native American art.
Art for a New Understanding, Native Voices, 1950s to Now, features around 80 paintings, photos, videos, and sculptures created by 40 indigenous U.S. and Canadian artists, including Spider-Woman Theater. Founded in 1976 by sisters Lisa Mayo and Gloria and Muriel Miguel, Spider-Woman Theater is the oldest continually running women's theater company in North America. The group challenges stereotypes and champions feminism through storytelling, dance, and music. Representation and land are themes that run throughout the exhibition. In John Quick-to-See Smith's work, Trade, Gifts for Trading Land with White People, items like a Cleveland Indians ball cap, an Atlanta Braves sticker, and a little Native American doll hang above a large painting of a canoe. Curator Candace Hopkins says the artist is making a tongue-in-cheek gesture.
So you have all of these pieces on top that come in to stand in for very complex cultural conversations, and they're these reduced forms of stereotypes. So you have them here on hats. And as you know, right now, there's an increasing debate and conversations happening about logos that are used for sports teams, because those are not based on real people. They're really reductive representations of a culture, and they often then fix in people's mind a very reduced idea of a very complex, not only culture, but variety of cultures. And so what she was proposing with this work is, you know, this question of how to get land back. And she was saying, perhaps we could trade some of these tchotchkes. You know, you could take these back for the land that you took from us.
Kent Monkman uses humor to address a serious issue in his work, History is Painted by the Victors. The large landscape painting is based on a work by American artist Albert Bierstadt. Curator Mindy Besaw says Bunkman has adapted the barren landscape by populating it with mostly naked soldiers relaxing near a body of water. At the center of the artwork is a uniquely dressed Native American.
That's Kent Monkman's alter eagle, Miss Chief Eagle Testicles. And so she is wearing thigh-high pink boots, and she is painting a scene.
The people she's painting are Lieutenant Colonel George Custer and his men.
And if you know the history of the Battle of Little Bighorn, Battle of Greasy Grass, as the Plains people would call it, who were the victors in that battle? Not Custer, right? So it was the Plains tribes that had come and triumphed. And so Monkman is playfully taking back the authorship of this and sort of portraying Custer and his men in these idle moments before the battle. And all of the poses and the little groups of figures here, this one here, for example, are based on Thomas Aiken's paintings and photographs. So the American artist from the late part of the 19th century. So using American art history as that jumping off point to tell his own story, to reverse that perspective and narrative.
Some of the works in the exhibit are so new, they're being created this week. Tulsa-based artist Yatica Fields is painting a mural near Bentonville's downtown square. The mural is located on a wall of Cripps Law Firm. Fields is paying tribute to the building's history by incorporating the image of a blindfolded woman holding scales.
And in particular with what we're doing today and how the economy is and how the social construct is and how there's a lot of unrest, I feel like, you know, I feel like it's fitting. And therefore, the blindfold is kind of coming open on one end of the eye, so she's actually seeing, so it's not totally blinded anymore. And so I kind of changed it to where it works with today.
Fields says the image is juxtaposed with a sword coming down with the swift action of justice.
Also, but it's swift actions of other things, resistance and stuff like that happening now. And then I've embellished it with other adornments, things pertaining to my culture, I'm Osage Cherokee and Creek, and things pertaining to my past references that I use in my paintings as well. So it's kind of just a mixture of imagery and touches based on social context. There's also the statue down in the square, which is a Confederate statue. So this mural kind of alleviates ills due to that. And it kind of faces that as well. So with the sword and with the blindfold open facing that, it kind of directs this message right to that, but also kind of takes away from it.
Having an exhibition that features so many Native American artists is important, Fields says, because it's not something you see often.
You go to American contemporary museums, you rarely see Native artists involved in that, you know, and that's something we're trying to break as Native artists. You know, it's always a discussion, you know, so what's the state of Native art? How can we include it in the contemporary mainstream media and galleries? You know, so that discussion is always happening. When you see something like Crystal Bridges have an exhibition like this, it's really powerful because that's part of that discussion. That's part of that movement and heading in the right direction. It's letting the public know, you know, we're here. Yes, we've come this far. This has worked from the past and this is now. So it's kind of really educating the public. And that's what it's about, dialogue and education. You know, that's how we get to understand things and move forward.
Art for a New Understanding, Native Voices, 1950s to Now, is on view tomorrow through January 7th. General admission is free. More information is available at crystalbridges.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.